Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise interviews from Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia. You're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Welcome to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 9 years, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Laura Coe, co-founder of Snapology. And Snapology offers a wide array of interactive, play-based activities for children ages 1 to 14, including enrichment classes, birthday parties, workshops, camps, scouting events, and field trips, mainly using building materials such as Lego bricks and other similar building materials and technology. We're going to talk to Laura about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we have a great show.
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 9 years, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs all in one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Laura Coe, the co-founder of Snapology. And Snapology offers a wide array of interactive, play-based activities for children ages 1 to 14, including enrichment classes, birthday parties, workshops, camps, scouting events, and field trips, mainly using building materials such as Lego bricks and other similar building tools and technology. Hi, Laura. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you. Doing well.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I would like to ask our guest where you're calling from this morning, Laura.
I am calling from Snapology in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Wow, which makes me excited because I'm also in Pennsylvania as well, Laura. I'm actually on the other side of Pennsylvania. We're in eastern Pennsylvania. I don't know if you've ever been out this way. We're quite a ways from you. We're about 300 miles southeast of you.
Yeah, I'm familiar. I was actually born in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Oh,
so
okay.
Well,
then you know. we can actually see from our home. We can actually see the steel factory still to this day. You know, so that's fantastic. You know, we started the show, Laura, 10 years ago because we always found that, you know, like every business like yours has a story. And when I was researching Snapology, I thought you had a great story. Maybe you could talk a little bit about the history of Snapology.
Sure. Snapology started back in 2010. I was actually looking for a business for myself, but at the same time, I was looking for activities for my two sons. At the time, they were 5 and 6 years old, and I was really having a tough time finding activities for them because my one son was interested in athletics, but my other son really wasn't. And so I was having a little bit of trouble finding activities for him that would engage him. And my two worlds kind of collided, sort of looking for a business opportunity and kind of struggling with finding activities for my kids. I realized that that might be a business opportunity. And so I came across some folks across the country who were doing all these really cool things with Lego bricks. And my son was just a crazy, crazy Lego fanatic. And I thought, boy, wouldn't that be neat to be able to educate kids in that kind of way. And that's sort of how we got started.
It's a great story because, and I think there's a lot of people similar in that situation, Laura. You know, we also have a little boy, 8 years old, you know, and I have to admit, I was kind of guilty in pushing him towards sports. You know, I was saying, you know, try soccer, try baseball, try wrestling, and he really didn't like it, you know. I mean, he liked things like Minecraft and he liked building, you know. So when I found out that there was other people out there like myself, and there's a lot of people out there that have children that are just maybe not inclined towards sports, or they just have this passion at such a young age for building things and using their creativity, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. And even some of the kids that are into sports, it's amazing how they do like those academic challenges as well. And so, you know, it's nice when you can provide activities. And I think naturally we sort of, you know, push our kids, you know, little girls and little boys into sports and team activities. And so that's why I kind of like what we do, because we're able to bring them together in a team format, partnering. So it kind of borrows from the sports ideas, but it's really academic in nature and allows them to be, you know, creative.
Yeah, I think it's I think it's a wonderful type of system. How do you describe Snapology? I mean, if you were at a franchise show, Laura, and someone came up to your booth, and the typical question always seems to be, so what do you do? I mean, how do you typically respond, or where do you go from there?
Yeah, I mean, typically what I say is that we provide education and entertainment to children using hands-on interactive learning. And so the main mechanism we use to do that are toys like Kinects, Lego bricks, but we also use technology. We use computers now today. Kids are, you know, really tech savvy, and so we're getting into teaching kids to create their own apps and video games and those kinds of things. But really, again, trying to promote the creativity and the learning and the fun behind that.
That's wonderful. What type of technology is used today with Snapology, Laura?
For the children, a lot of our classes use the laptops, and so they're learning basic robotics and basic programming on the laptops. We use the laptops for animation, so they're learning stop-motion animation techniques using the laptops. Some of the building is actually done on the laptops, so they're actually seeing the building instructions. on there. We even use, you mentioned your son like Minecraft.
Yes.
We have the children build a Minecraft world out of Lego bricks.
Wow.
And then they have to replicate that in the actual Minecraft game. And we teach them other things along with Minecraft as well. But so they're using that kind of technology there. And then, of course, as a business, we're certainly, you know, using a lot of technology just to run our business. But for the children, it's really the use of those laptops in several different ways.
That's exciting. The market is, you know, when I was reading the introduction earlier in the show, I mentioned children ages 1 to 14, which is it's a pretty big market. And what I liked about your model too, Laura, as I was researching it, is it seems like there's like a lot of like dual revenue streams to me. You know, I mean, you get into like parties and, you know, workshops and scouting events and all these other things. So it seems like there's these like dual streams that the industry must be, I guess it's safe to say, is pretty big that you guys are in.
Yeah, it's absolutely huge, and you're right. The revenue streams are almost endless with this type of business.
Yeah.
We've done some pretty crazy things, you know, grandma's 100th birthday, and we've done
wow.
birthday parties for adults.
That's
and
great.
We've been to holiday parties, and you name it. But really, I mean, there are over 130,000 elementary and middle schools across
yeah.
the U.S., 100,000 preschools, you know, tons and tons of you know, daycare facilities.
Yes.
I think the number is somewhere around 74 million children in the U.S.
Yeah, yeah.
And between, like you said, scouting, I mean, birthday mm-hmm. parties, a $10 billion industry just in itself
yes.
for birthday parties.
Exactly.
It's just, it's crazy. It's really, truly an endless opportunity there.
It sure is. The majority of listeners that listen to Franchise Interviews, Laura, I mean, they're interested in buying a franchise. What types of characteristics will you be looking for in your franchisees?
Yeah, you know, Snapology is a little bit of a different franchise than some of the other ones out there. And so
mm-hmm.
we're really looking for folks who are passionate about working with their community and working with children and helping, you know, children, you know, be creative and those types of things. So we
right.
really kind of look for that passion towards the community and children is definitely essential. And then, of course, you know, understanding, you know, having a little bit of business savvy and sort of understanding that
mm-hmm.
running a business, you know, is work. It's not just, you know, sit and play golf every day in the beginning.
Right.
It certainly takes a lot of work to get it going. So having a little bit of that business savvy is certainly something that we look for as well. But really, you know, we're looking for folks who a lot of our owners are educators themselves or
mm-hmm.
their parents or really somebody just that has that passion for, you know, outreach in the community.
Sure, absolutely. What's the training like, Laura? I mean, once, you know, you decide you like them, they like you, and, you know, they become a franchisee, do they come out to Pittsburgh for the training? Is that how it works?
They do, yeah. So there's an initial training that's 4 days long, and
mm-hmm.
it is held in Pittsburgh. At some point, we may be able to take that on the road a little bit, but
right
now we do the training in Pittsburgh so that folks can observe classes and camps
right.
and parties and whatever we have going on, because that really helps them get sort of immersed in the business.
That's fantastic. What is a typical day like? I mean, because you've been doing this for a long time now. So, I mean, for a franchisee, for someone who's listening to this and they say, wow, I mean, this is a really great opportunity. If you can paint like a picture of a typical day, if there is such a thing, as a Snapology franchisee.
Sure, yeah. I mean, you know, it's interesting because when you own your own business, some days you wake up and you don't know what you're, you know, going to end
right.
up doing that day.
Right.
It always has some twists and turns. But I'd say the most of the time that our owners spend are, you know, engaging with our partners, so the schools, the libraries, the rec centers, and in trying to sell new business or in trying to make sure that the teachers are getting to the right place with the right equipment to teach the classes that are going on that particular day or that particular week. And
right.
so it's really, you know, some logistics that kind of go along with that, that tend to take up a decent portion of the day. And then, of course, some of the business aspects. So social media is huge and a very important part of our mm-hmm. business. So typically engaging in a little bit of social media every day,
right.
And then some of the, you know, billing and, you know, those types of activities. But we're very proud of our support system in place. We do have some nice proprietary systems that essentially make the daily operations pretty easy for our franchisees, and so that they can focus more on what they're doing in their community and making new sales. So that, yeah, you will spend a little bit of time on those operational aspects, but we've done everything we can to make that as quick and easy as possible.
That's interesting. When you started off Snapology, I mean, you started off in a smaller location, and then I think over time after your lease was over, I think it was like after 3 years, you realized that you needed more space. What do you look for in a location, Laura? I mean, is there an ideal location, and how much space is actually required to open up a Snapology franchise?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question, and it actually brings up something that I like to talk about. We're actually founded in a mobile-based business. So one of
wow.
the nice things about Snapology is you can actually run the business from your own home with
that's
very
great.
Little overhead and pretty high profit margins. But for those
wow.
who want to take their business to the next level, they can have that discovery center. And
right.
that's been a great piece of our business. But it's not a piece of business that everybody, quite frankly, wants to do.
Right.
But for those who do, we're typically looking for 2,000 to 3,000 square feet of space. I sort of believe in the go big or go home philosophy in some
sure.
cases with the center. But there is an additional capital requirement for that, and that's, you know, some
right,
folks
right.
like that and some folks don't. So that's typically what we're looking for. We're looking for a location that's maybe a little off the beaten path that you might be able to get a better price on,
right?
Because
right.
we are really, truly a destination location. Parents,
sure.
you know, parents will find us to bring their kids
that's
to play.
That's true. That's true. You've been in business for many years now, Laura. I mean, what advice would you give to our listeners? We call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. I mean, most of them, as I was mentioning earlier, they know that they want to go into their own business, but we find that a lot of them simply they just don't even know where to begin. And I remember, you know, reading about you when you were researching, you know, you're kind of like looking at different things and, you know, you really identified a need and a niche in the market. So what advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I always sort of fall back on the advice that my father gave me when I was in college. And of course, I didn't take the advice until I was 30. But the advice that he gave me was do what you love and the success
yeah.
will follow. And I think that's true. And
yeah.
I've actually owned a couple businesses in the past, and my heart just wasn't in them. And
yeah.
so with Snapology, I'm passionate about it. It's what I truly love.
Great.
I love to work with kids. You know, I love doing what I'm doing. And so the success has just sort of naturally followed from that. And so that's really what I try to communicate to folks. You know, just find your passion. You know, do what you love. And it won't feel like work. And you'll, you know.
Sure. I think that's great advice, and you know, your dad was right. I mean, you know, we even mentioned that on the show. I think Ray Kroc said something similar. He said something like, you know, the founder of McDonald's, he said, you know, do something you love, and you'll never work a day again the rest of your life, you know, and I think there's a lot of truth behind that. So I think that's really great advice. So Snapology right now, I mean, I think you're up to about, like, was it 22 locations, Laura? I mean, what are your plans for the future? I mean, if you can look into a crystal ball maybe 3 to 5 years down the road, where do you see the company?
Yeah, well, we'd like to pick up our growth a little bit. I'm happy to say we just had our 23rd franchisee.
Oh, wow, congratulations.
Last week, so thank
that's
you.
Great.
So we're looking to grow a little bit more quickly than we have in the past, but not too quickly because we do want to make sure that we're able to service all of our franchisees to the full extent.
Right.
But we'd really like to see in about 5 years, we'd really like to see us up to about 100 locations.
Wow, that's great. That's fantastic. Well, I love this concept. Again, you know, I mentioned the story earlier when we had our son. We were a little worried that he didn't like sports, and we said, oh, my God, what is he going to do? And, you know, to see, like, these types of services out there, you know, I think is fantastic, you know, where the kids get to use their creativity and they get to use their minds and they get to work in teams and things like that. You know, I think it's just wonderful. So I look forward to you coming to the Eastern Pennsylvania area. You know, I'm sure you'll be trickling out towards the east in Pennsylvania as well. So I'm definitely
I'm hopeful that we will.
That is fantastic. What's the best way, Laura, for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee to Snapology, or really any information on Snapology whatsoever?
Sure, they can visit Snapology.com or SnapologyFranchising.com.
That's fantastic. And I want to thank you again for coming on the show, Laura. It's always a pleasure to have someone from Pennsylvania on the show. So, and I look forward to having you back next year as you continue to grow. I think this is wonderful.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure, Laura. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 8 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting franchise interviews now over 8 years and over 400 shows, and during that time we've had some incredible quotes on our show. Today you're going to get to hear from Chris Simic, who is the founder of FranchiseTeacher.com, and Chris has over 30 years of business and franchise experience as an independent business owner, a franchisee, and a franchisor. And Chris said something very profound that we haven't heard on our show in over 8 years. He mentioned that you have to almost work harder to fail at franchising than to succeed in franchising, and he explains why.
Most people, about 90% I think I've seen, buy a business other than they first looked at.
Wow, that's amazing.
So
that's interesting, isn't it? I mean, that's a big number too, isn't it, Chris? You know, that, you know, most people, they go in with these certain expectations and they come out with something different, you know, and I find that fascinating.
I absolutely, it never ceases to astound me, but I think that speaks to the value of franchising as a business model and a business method, because
right. People
don't have to be in something just because they know it. And quite candidly, sometimes getting involved in a business that you would rather do, that you were not involved in, allows you the luxury of taking a new career path and to develop something you never would have had the opportunity to had it not been, you know, systematized and prioritized for you. You know, in franchising, it's said that you have to really almost work harder to fail than to succeed, because if you have a good franchise system,
right,
you follow directions, you have to almost purposely not follow them to not do well.
That's true. That's fantastic. We have this great course in franchising. I think we're going to put that one in there, Chris. I think that's very original, and it's very true. What advice would you give to our listeners? You know, we find that most of them, they're just beginning their search to buy a franchise, Chris, and we find that, you know, most of them just simply, they don't even know where to begin, like you were saying. What advice would you give to them?
I do, when I speak to people looking at franchises, I give them three different pieces of advice. One, make sure you're looking for a business for the right reason. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people have things happen in their life. They lose a job or something happens, and they react and maybe say, well, okay, maybe I'll go buy a business. That may not be the reason to do it versus having the luxury of selectivity that here's my opportunity that was created by some adversity. Second thing is that they have to make sure that they are able to be franchisees, that not everybody is designed to be able to follow the systems, procedures, and the processes it takes to be a successful franchise owner. And then I tell them quite candidly is pick a couple of the industries and the price ranges that may have interest to you, and then kind of pin down from there, either using the resources of a consultant or a broker or a team member, or on their own, either way. But I think that if they take their time, follow the steps, and do it for the right reasons, they'll be on a much smoother pathway to success in owning their own business.
That's well said. What's in the future then for a franchise teacher, Chris? I mean, where do you see the company 3 to 5 years down the road?
Well, Marty, we've been extremely fortunate and blessed that the business has been around, you know, through Century Franchise Group for many years, and our new franchiseteacher.com has taken off. We're representing right now, seven-plus brands. I think in 5 years our focus will really be even more fine-tuned. As the consumer or the prospective business owner is looking for more and more specific information, breaking down to teach, coach, consult, and advise, I think will be a way for us to assist people in what they need. You know, people, again, don't know what they don't know, but
right.
I think information overload sometimes discourages people too early. They say, this is too much for me to process.
Mm.
But we can break it down into bite-sized pieces. I think more and more people, especially the younger generation, who are looking for the advice and the information they want when they want it, I think is, you know, going to do nothing more than continue. Then our next business venture, which launches at the end of this year, is looking to capture all the different franchise brands around the world and put them into one place. So we're looking forward to a future. And franchising is going nowhere but growing. You know, as you
right
a long time too, the number of franchise opportunities, and the world's getting to be a smaller place. I think you're going to find a lot opportunities coming in and going out of different marketplaces and different countries accessible to more people.
That's fantastic. What's the best way, Chris, for our listeners to get more information on franchiseteacher.com? Obviously franchiseteacher.com, but any numbers you'd like them to call or email addresses?
Well, actually, we appreciate www.franchiseteacher.com. And
okay.
my business partner, Dave, and I offer them the free one-hour consultation. Fill out the form and take advantage of it.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you again, Chris, for finally coming on the show. You know, I've been following your career for a long time now, you know, and I have just been very impressed with everything that you've done, you know. So when I saw this, I mentioned to you, we don't typically call people to come on the show, you know, but I had to have you specifically on the show. So it was an honor and a privilege to have you on the show today.
Marty, ditto, and again, congratulations on your PhD doctorate. I have read your thesis, and I would recommend it reading if people can get through
that's fantastic.
Information.
I really appreciate that you read it, too, because that's an honor coming from you, so that's fantastic. Well, I want to thank you again, Chris,
thank
and we'll
you.
Be right back with more franchise interviews.